Welcome back to The Daily, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, downtown Jackson. And also the studio brought to you in part by Art Main, also brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and County National Bank. The Daily, brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. In the last few days, the weather has been absolutely phenomenal. I can't tell you how many Yamamotos I've gone through just over the last couple days. So you got to get to Knudsen's to replenish that supply, right? Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Also brought to you by our friends at Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Brought to you by Bud Light, and McUltra. Also brought to you by our friends at Tri-County Water. Oh, yeah, that's good water. Well, we've got a Kim Konitz sighting downtown. I need that non-soundproof glass. I just wanted to say hi. That's all. Anyway, we've got Kyle Lichty in the studio joining us here today. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Really, it all starts today, so
yeah,
it's a fun time.
We're talking Gus Macker, big event happening in Jackson this weekend. A busy weekend in Jackson. Let's start here, because you got the Hot Air Jubilee. You got Porkapalooza. I'm sure there's other little things happening here and there. So you've got so much happening in Jackson. Does it hurt the Macker? Does it help the Macker? What do you think?
I think it's, like we always talk about, having different events at the same time. But yeah, when we bring people into Jackson and they hear about all the options in this town in a single day,
yeah,
it's pretty eye-opening. So
it is.
You know, like, we could be playing, all of a sudden hot air balloons are going to float by. Then, you know, they're done with games after they ate lunch or, you know, had a bite to eat downtown. Maybe they check out the Porkapalooza after, you know. So we're all about cross-pollinating events and having some fun.
That's a way cool way of expressing that, cross-pollinating events.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I feel like they just feed, like you said, they just feed one into the other, and it just enhances the experience here in downtown Jackson. So let's talk about the Macker. Is it too late to get a team in?
Yep. So the deadline for the Macker was last week, and we actually hit our record number, have 246 teams, up 45 from last year,
which is
amazing. And we actually filled the cornhole tournament, first time we're doing that, filled that yesterday. So
sweet.
We'll have 30 teams right in front of where we're talking right now. So
okay,
it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, and we're right here on Michigan Avenue. I mean, right across the street from the parking lot. You could throw a stone. I don't recommend it, but throw a stone and hit Bellinote from where we are. But, yeah, so we got the cornhole tournament going to be happening. Well, let's go there next. From our vantage point right here, what are people going to be able to see throughout the week? And then we'll talk about the event as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. So right on Michigan Ave in the heart of Jackson, the roads are going to be shut down at 6 a.m. tomorrow. And basically when you wake up, you're going to see duct tape on the ground, hoops coming out. And then festivities truly begin about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we want to, you know, make sure there's something to do to keep people in the restaurants and the different retail stores. Really, every hour of the day from 4 o'clock on forward, it's Macker time.
Yeah, and I noticed, like, on the parking lot across the street, they already had a bunch of signs out there saying, "Hey, this might not be available tomorrow." So there's going to be a parking issue, but I mean, it's downtown Jackson. There's walking distance.
Exactly, and that's one big thing to remember. There's two significantly spaced and, you know, size-wise parking garages in town, but also at Flagstar Bank on the west side, their lot's open. So there really is a lot of options, and if you think about, well, Consumers is kind of far away. It's only a block away
from, yeah, I know,
from the actual tournament in downtown area. So even if you're not coming to watch some basketball, we have live music happening in the park. The retail stores are open. The restaurants are open. There is parking for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So things, you know, roads, parking lots, they get closed off overnight. Stuff gets taped up tomorrow. Take us through the event. What are we going to expect throughout the weekend?
Yeah, so starting with Friday, 4 o'clock registration opens. And what we really see Friday night is a lot of local teams that want to beat the rush on Saturday.
Okay.
So because there's local teams, we wanted to add a little flavor to make it a night for Jackson. So Monster Motors is sponsoring music in the park. Have a couple performers at Bucky Harris right in the middle of right off the Jackson and Michigan intersection. From 5 to 9, we have the Heroes Tournament presented by Southern Michigan Bank and Trust with local emergency responders, police, military branches, and medical heroes as well.
Okay.
And what's become really my favorite event of the weekend is the Dream Team Tournament in partnership with Club Life. So if you're not sure what Club Life is, it's a social organization for adults with disabilities in the community. So we have round robin style gameplay with that as well.
Sweet.
Couple celebrity coaches like JC's men's basketball coaches coaching, Andy Hawley, Judge LaFlamme. So
oh wow,
pretty awesome.
Okay. Well, I think the other one's probably got the leg up on as far as the coaching goes from Jackson College. All here to have fun. That's right. So it sounds like if you're not playing, there's still going to be some great basketball to watch, a lot of great events to watch, and it's just, I mean, it just seems like it's going to be great family fun all weekend long in downtown Jackson.
Absolutely. And if you don't like big crowds, I mean, I'll be honest, we're going to pull a big crowd Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So Friday is a nice, relaxed, family-friendly atmosphere to come to. Then Saturday is when everything's happening. So,
okay.
Opening ceremonies, we have a youth choral group from the symphony singing at 8 o'clock, national anthem, then gameplay straight to 6, dunk contest, mascot game, Paws and Rory are coming in from Detroit, JC's mascot's playing.
Wow. A
little bit of everything for everyone.
Those costumes are going to be a sweaty mess at the end of the day.
That's 100% accurate.
Because they're not just going through the motions. They're in it to win it.
So the way the rosters are built, Ellie, the dancing elephant from Cherry Creek, is squaring off against Jack from Experience Jackson. Paws is going to be against Rory. So we really beat the teams come. You know, it's going to be fun, but it's going to be some matchups to watch.
All right, very cool. And let's talk about the competition we're going to see throughout the day. You're pulling in great talent from all across the state and beyond with the competition that's happening on Saturday.
Absolutely. So we're seeing teams from every bordering state for sure. Then a couple players registered from the Carolinas, Kentucky. So people are traveling to Jackson probably for the first time ever in a few instances. And it's all the way from six year old. I think the oldest player we have this year is 57.
Okay.
And it's competitive basketball beginning to end. Now, one thing too is when you think about shutting down streets, Macker's street ball. No, we're not, because we have registered officials all the way that ref high school to collegiate basketball to take control of the gameplay to make sure it's safe, fun, and officiated at every single level.
Right. And it's 3-on-3. It's a little bit different than the 5-on-5. It's 3-on-3. Is it still 2 points and 3 points, or how's the point system work? What do they play to?
Yep. It's 1 and 2.
Okay.
15, 20-minute game or 25-minute games. And one cool thing, too, is something that Macker set up back when it was call your own foul was really putting the benefit on the person getting fouled.
Okay.
So to help, you know, minimize hard fouls and bodies hitting each other in the paint, the free throw shooter can actually choose to shoot a 2-point shot instead of one, or if they miss the 1-point free throw, they get the ball back. So it is a complete benefit to the shooter, and we've really seen fouls and definitely hard fouls really fall off in recent years.
Okay. But with the officials there, so wait, we're still calling your own even though we have officials there?
Still, I mean, that's what they set up prior to registered officials mandatory. So blending the both of, you know, those two worlds together is really creates very seamless gameplay.
And now, is it one official a game or you got two on a game?
So the majority of courts have one official.
Okay.
But some of the high-intensity courts or the bigger divisions, they're going to get two.
Okay.
So that way, especially for the divisions that have 16 and 17 teams, that's a long couple days of basketball. So those you'll get two on each corner, and top men's you'll get two and a couple of the other adult ones.
Is it bracket play, round robin? How's it work?
Yeah, every team's guaranteed 3 games. So that it's a double elimination tournament, but you know, some teams get off to a rough start. They start off 0-2, and they'd just be a bummer if, you know, you travel across the Midwest, lose 2 games and go home. So what we have on Sunday, for those that started off 0-2, they get to compete for the toilet bowl. So still, even if you start off and eliminated from double elimination, you can still take home a porcelain trophy at the end of the day. Otherwise, you win one, you lose two, you're done.
Okay.
So the way we build the events around the basketball. Saturday is a festival. Saturday is fun. There's stuff to do.
Uh-huh.
We don't want distractions on Sunday. It's elimination play, a little more intense, so we don't want music, you know, jamming in the court, you know, jamming okay. right off a court and other stuff like that. So Sunday, straight basketball from 8 to 6.
Okay. It's just basketball on Sunday. So the yep. family day really is the Friday to come out.
Friday and Saturday, without a doubt.
Super busy down here on Saturday with, you know, a bracket play happening and just, wow, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. Do all the teams need to show up at the same time or is it just kind of depending on what their court time is?
Very good question. So it comes down to court time. So if you're traveling into town or listening locally and have some players, if it was me, I would register Friday. About 30% okay. of the teams register Friday. That means you're not going to wait. You can just pull in downtown, walk to your court. Life's good Saturday morning.
Okay.
Saturday, we all know there's construction in town. There's construction on 127. There's construction on 94 coming from the west. Teams are going to be delayed.
Yeah.
And if 70% of the people are checking in 30 minutes before their game, mm-hmm. there will be lines. So
okay.
I would definitely encourage you try to get to town an hour before your tip-off. Registration opens 7:30 on Saturday. And, I would try to get in as early as possible. There's
so
my pro tip.
Teams already know what time they're supposed yep. to tip off. They already know that. So they don't get that information when they register. That's just to make it official that they're here, they're signing the paper, and they're ready to roll.
Yep. Sign okay. the waiver, proof of identification.
Yeah.
Let's play some basketball.
Okay. Four persons a team, but it's 3-on-3.
Correct.
So it allows for subs. And the level of basketball, we already talked about that. You're going to see some great talent out here this weekend.
Yeah, so when I was looking at I don't have complete visibility to who's coming. Like, I can see the initials of the captain, the skill level, the height of different
right.
Different players. And there's some with semi-pro experience, Division I, a
wow.
lot with D3, D2.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the adults. When you look at the youth divisions,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these kids play basketball 52 weeks a year. They're in those travel leagues, AAU, MAC or tournament hopping all summer long. So there are ball players
yeah.
coming to town. And, you know, for those where it's your first MACer, it's gonna be a great experience. You know, take the time between games, watch a division up. Like if you're have kids that are 10 and under, check out the 12 and under court to see what it's going to be like next year, because you'll notice the intensity definitely ramps up division to division to division.
Right. So we also have the cornhole tournament that's happening. That's filled up already, but that's just kind of like another thing happening right in front of the studios here, just kind of enhance the whole experience.
Yeah, and one of the things we thought about when looking at different events, like we don't have to have a cornhole tournament, but not everyone plays basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cornhole, something that you get at family barbecues, easy to set up, easy to compete. So we wanted to make that this year as a first time. Let's just see how it works.
Right.
And looking at some of the players that are coming, there's a couple cornhole leagues in town. We got some
serious
bag tossers coming.
They get so serious about that. Yeah, they do. I put on a cornhole tournament when I was at the shelter, and people get really serious about that.
Oh, yeah. So one of the thoughts is this year, like, we have a significant prize. So
uh-huh.
just like the basketball players, they get MACer trophies. You
cool.
know, only cornhole tournament in the world that you can win a MACer
yeah.
trophy.
Yeah.
Over $500 in cash prizes for the top two. Cornhole sponsored by Grand River, so a little uh-huh. bit of Grand River swag. But yeah, the thought is this year, let's have it more of a social friendly
okay.
event than if, you know, depending on how it goes, maybe we have a competitive division next year and a social division.
Okay.
So this is really just stage one.
Cool.
And could blow up next. Could be even bigger than the basketball tournament when it all comes.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, people get serious about their cornhole too. So when do you start? I know I saw on Facebook video of the hoops coming off of the truck. When do those start getting rolled out? Does that happen overnight too? Or
well, yeah, if people are bored in the next 8 hours, I'll be on Pearl Street north of the library. So we'll be assembling baskets today,
uh-huh. okay.
starting at 2 p.m. They're not, you know, we don't want to take over the roads too early.
Uh-huh.
We have about 30 volunteers coming tomorrow morning to help roll the baskets out, get them set up. For me, my biggest concern right now is looking at the weather. There's a little chance of some drizzle today.
Yeah.
Because we have to get duct tape down for 21 courts. So
okay.
we're going to start duct taping the half courts as traffic slows down later tonight. We've been out to 2:30 a.m. previous years doing it when we had rain earlier in the day.
Right.
Worst comes to worst, we can do it tomorrow, but, you know, that might push us back a little bit. But as long as the baskets are set by end of the night, tomorrow should be a well-oiled machine.
All right, very cool. Yeah, and you answer the other question. 21 courts out here, all spread out through downtown Jackson. And that's got to be tough. We talked a little bit about this on the morning show earlier in the week. That's got to be tough to find flat, level surfaces. Even though you're playing in a street, they might not look as level as you need them to be for a court.
Absolutely. Like, to the west of our court by the Symphony, we have the road shut down for safety reasons, east side of the intersection at Blackstone. We have a lot of pavement there, but that's a pretty significant grade.
Yeah.
So when you think about the west side of town, you got hills. South of the event, you have JATA, and we don't want to disrupt access to public transportation. And then thinking about emergency vehicles, we want to keep it as open as possible. So when we see it, the success of a lot of teams coming in, you know, it's we can only grow so much. So this year, it's a fabulous size. But if we get 25, 30 courts in the future, we got to start thinking pretty creatively on where this is going to go.
I mean, yes. I mean, it's an event. We talked about this earlier when we started the show. This is an event that's done nothing but when we've had Gus Mackers that have kind of shrunk over the last few years, the one here in Jackson continues to grow. What's the secret sauce there? Why do you think the one here is so popular?
I think something that's so unique about this is it is one of the few that's still in the heart of a city. Back in the 90s, you used to see pictures right on Main Street, USA, in different rural towns. Cities shut down and games are happening just like they are in Jackson. Uh-huh. Now, with a lot of them, due to a variety of reasons, they might be happening in school parking lots, college parking lots, some more of a compact space. But I think, you know, just the feeling like there's like this odd nostalgia that comes with the Macker tournament. And I think that's one thing that makes it special, but more than that, like for some of the events we talked about, who's ever going to see Rory and Paws play basketball?
Right, no kidding.
And the fact we have live performances for, 15 hours of musical acts throughout the weekend. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of things that make this more than basketball, and I think that's, you know, that's something for parents, aunt and uncles, grandparents to check out.
Yep. So that's, again, happening downtown all weekend long, starts tonight, rolls all day, starts tomorrow, runs all day Saturday, and the championship rounds on Sunday. When do those start, and when do you expect things to be wrapped up?
Yeah, so depending on the size of division, there's some championship games as early as 11:30 in the morning for the smaller divisions, all the way to 6 p.m. Sunday night.
Gotcha.
The cool thing too is with some of the divisions, they expanded obviously this year. So compared to just having 2 14 and under divisions, we have 4.
Right.
So they're not all at 18 teams like they used to be. They have like 14 teams.
Okay.
So with that, games are ending earlier. We can pack up earlier. You can even get downtown for dinner at 6:30, and there's no trace that an event actually happened.
Oh wow!
Earlier. So
wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I truly think that as you know, the games wrap, we could be all packed up and onto Belding by 6:30.
Okay, very cool. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had one of your interns in here to talk about it. And that's one of the things you do as well. You've got some great volunteers. You've got some great help. You can't have an event that's successful like this without the tree of support with your volunteers and the rest of the people who help make the Macker possible.
One of the unique things about that is what you said, the interns.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I've planned events for a while, used to plan the Art, Beer, and Wine Festival. And if it's just like one or two minds coming together, you're missing out on so much potential.
Uh-huh.
So every year we start from scratch, bring in new interns, don't let them see what we did previous years.
Yeah.
What do you want to do in this event? So because of that, there's new perspectives, new ideas. And that's how the cornhole tournament happened. I didn't think of the cornhole tournament, just someone randomly brought it up.
Yeah.
We're doing a cornhole tournament now. So when you have a new creative approach every year to marketing, to add-ons, that's huge. And this year, Tina, who was on before, she killed it in terms of identifying new sponsors, creating more relationships across the community. And we jumped from about 35 to 130 volunteers from last year to this year.
That's crazy.
And thinking about just how the city's going to look. You know, uh-huh. I mean, people leave water bottles courtside. Like, it's really a bummer, you know, to see the trash come in.
Uh-huh.
So that we have the fact we have more hands to help keep the city beautiful, to clean it up afterwards, to get people through the registration process. There's a lot of people really coming together to make this happen, from the volunteers to the sponsors. And that's, I think that's one thing that makes us so unique, that it's truly something for all ages and really all interests across the community.
Kyle Lechte joining us here, organizer of the Gus Macker here this weekend. And you mentioned sponsors. We haven't talked about sponsors yet. Do you have a handful you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, so our big three presenting sponsors, Art Main Auto Group. This is their, this is our fifth year and their fifth year of being the presenting sponsor. You also see Emily. She'll have a table right by the top men's court in front of the studio throughout the weekend.
Okay.
Dahlenbergers, it's their first year joining as a presenting sponsor. So every single player, these are actually awesome. Every player is going to get not just headbands, but cooling headbands. So once they get hot, they can stay chilled on the court. But also doing some co-collaboration with Grand River and the Cornhole Tournament. And with the Social District, there's going to be a bar at Veritas. So if you'd like a cup of wine, enjoy some music, part of that partnership. And then lastly, Southern Michigan Bank and Trust. I've worked with John Waldron back Art Beer Wine era. And when an opportunity became available for them, all in on the partnership.
Yeah.
In addition to the presenting sponsorship, they're also the presenters of the Heroes Tournament too. So see a lot of amazing partners in the community supporting multiple activations just to really be able to support the event. It's pretty cool.
Anything left untouched that our listeners need to know about?
Just come down, have fun. And like we said, there's music happening Friday, Saturday throughout the day, ton of different activities. But if you're listening and playing, just make sure you get down at least an hour early.
Okay.
Who knows what, if you know there could be an accident or what's going to happen on the roadways or where the closest parking spot's going to be. But come prepared, bring Gatorade, bring water, and bring some money to spend at some local retailers and restaurants.
We talked about a lot. We covered a lot. If anybody has any questions, you got an online presence where they can go.
Yep, the best and most responsive spot in the next 72 hours will be the Facebook page, Gus Macker Jackson MI, and zip a message over. Our team will be able to get back at you.
Sweet, awesome. Kyle, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And I tell you, the Macker swag game is high. The Macker swag game is high. Seeing how Kyle is from head to toe, it's all Macker with Kyle today.
Absolutely. And something on that note,
If
for anyone that shops at local retailers downtown, bring your receipt. For every $25 you spend, you'll be entered to win $100 worth of Macker store cash.
That's so cool.
You support local, you get some new shorts out of it. So it's pretty awesome.
Cool. Kyle, thanks for coming down, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks a lot.
You're listening to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range.